This is the season of Epiphany, the season of light. We heard in two of our scripture readings today that people were in darkness, and in that darkness they saw a great light. In Isaiah, the darkness that Isaiah was referring to was because of the oppressive invasion by the Assyrians. Isaiah was now rejoicing because God's light has shined in that darkness. There's rejoicing. There's victory. The darkness is shattered. The oppression is broken. God's light shines. Now, Matthew quotes this passage from Isaiah, and it makes sense at first reading because as Jesus began his earthly ministry, there was the oppressive invasion by Rome, and John the Baptist had just been arrested. It was a time of darkness. But now Matthew is announcing the light shines. Jesus is here. Jesus is that great light. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus is that great light. But Matthew is referring to a deeper darkness here. Matthew is referring to the darkness of sin and death. And thus, after Matthew quotes Isaiah, he immediately gives us these words of Jesus: repent. It's about sin. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Matthew wants us to know that there's a way out of sin and darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. It was customary in the days of Jesus for students to seek a rabbi for their learning. But as he often did, Jesus reversed the custom. Jesus did the opposite of what was customary. Jesus did the choosing. And most importantly, Jesus chose ordinary people doing ordinary things during their ordinary daily lives. Jesus was inviting them to take their skills of catching fish and apply those skills to people. Some of the skills to be a successful person in catching fish is patience, a strong intuition, a knowledge of the environment, being adventurous, being optimistic, and so on. These skills are the same skills that are needed in people work. Now notice that both sets of brothers were working with their nets when Jesus approached them. Peter and Andrew were casting their nets. James and John were mending their nets. Studying the culture at the time of Jesus and the occupation of fishing shows this, that there's a lot of time spent mending nets. One of the most important skills of those who fished for a living in the time of Jesus was making and repairing nets. They were made of linen, and they demanded a lot of care. In the fishing occupation, taking care of nets really took the majority of their time. So looking at the symbolism that Jesus gives us to fish for people, you need net mending skills. And that's because the ministry of Jesus is all about mending lives, repairing lives. In fact, Matthew reports immediately after calling them, Jesus went about preaching and healing. Jesus went about the region repairing the lives of people. This is our faith. There's truly no better way to get our lives repaired than to follow Jesus. There's no better way to get out of the darkness than to follow the light of the world. Or as I like to say it, to marinate in the light of the world. To marinate in God's grace. To marinate in God's light. Now Jesus tells Peter and Andrew, James and John that they're going to fish for people. Fishing for people or catching people is obviously a figure of speech. And I think it means this, that it means to catch the hearts of people. To show them the light. To catch people is to help repair their broken and injured lives. Jesus caught the hearts of Peter and Andrew, James and John. And now with their hearts joined together, they would help capture the hearts of other people and join those hearts together. Joe and I have been to a couple concerts of Christian singer and songwriter Michael Card. You might know him by his signature song, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, and so on. Of the hundreds of songs that he wrote, there's one about Jesus dying on the cross next to a thief. And Card says in the song that Jesus dies as a thief. There's a sentence in the song that I really like, and it actually suggests that Jesus is a thief of sorts. And this is that line. Jesus came into the world to steal every heart away. Jesus came into the world to steal every heart away. That's a thief we need. Whatever image or symbol or figure of speech you like best about following Jesus, we're like the Magi following the star. We're sheep of the Good Shepherd. We're fishers of people. The truth is this. God wants your heart. Jesus wants your heart. To follow Jesus doesn't matter how wealthy or how poor you are. Your position in society, your job, your occupation, whatever those are, Jesus wants your heart. Whatever position you hold in the church, there's no distinction. Jesus wants your heart. And once he has our hearts, then Jesus calls each of us to follow him and win the hearts of others. And how do we do that? Well, the first step is receiving what Jesus offers and then giving that to others. Our sins are forgiven. We forgive others. We've received kindness from God. We become kind to others. We've received healing from God. We bring healing to others. God has been generous to us. We, in turn, are generous to others. And above all, Jesus loved us by giving us his life for our salvation. Jesus loved us unto death. We love others. Bottom line is that we win the hearts of people. We catch people by being like Jesus. No pressure. Actually, that's easy to say in a sermon. Let's be like Jesus. It's easy to say, but it really is hard to do. That's one of our greatest challenges, be like Jesus. But we begin by practicing what Jesus did. We begin with forgiveness. We begin with kindness. We become generous. We love. Lather, rinse, and repeat. Keep doing those things. Forgiveness, kindness, generosity, and love. And that's what it is to be like Jesus. Now, we do need to remember that winning the hearts of people, fishing for people, bringing people to Christ, cannot be accomplished successfully by intimidation, by guilt, by threats, or bribery. Well, maybe bribery for a little while with the children, but eventually not so much. When I was here last October, the 15th and 16th to be exact, I told you about my receiving packets of miracle spring water, and I brought this envelope. It was from a TV ad. The miracle water was supposed to bring me wealth. And there were very clear instructions to read the letter first before opening the packet with the spring water. And so I was reading the letter, and on the third page, as I told you then, there was a request for money. The thing I didn't tell you in October was that the amount of money was a symbolic number, and it was only $37. Didn't seem like a lot, actually, as I read it. Well, I received a second letter. It's a lot thicker, actually. And it's got firewood and gold stickers in it. And of course, money was requested. But this time it was actually less. So request was only $28. Well, if you want to double your blessings, let's make it 56. So it is. Now, I didn't read everything carefully. I have other things to do. But I did read one thing, and I want to quote it. "Put my hand on the firewood logs I just placed on the fire." Now, I gather that it wasn't real fire that they're asking me to make. I think it must have been those stickers, firewood stickers, I think. But it was to be real money. And guess what? A couple weeks ago, a third letter, even thicker. Now, this one has some oil and a shepherd's bag in it. And the instructions are really way too complicated for me to try to figure out. But the bottom line, I looked through the letter, is to send in $300. And I would receive, and I quote, supernatural wealth transfer. I love that language. If I would send $300, I would receive a supernatural wealth transfer. Now, in my October sermon, I said that we certainly, certainly don't pay money to receive answers to prayer. That sermon was about prayer. Today I say this: we certainly, certainly don't follow Jesus to gain wealth. We follow Jesus to give. And that doesn't just mean money. We follow Jesus to give God's love to others. We follow Jesus to give what we have received to others. We fish for the hearts of people in our giving. Following Jesus is not about fishing for profit or material gain. Now, to be fair, the church does have a reputation of asking for money. I made that point during the announcement time. And there's good reason for this. There's a legitimate and a necessary budget for an organized fellowship such as this. But that's not what we're fishing for. That's not what Jesus means when he says, fish for the hearts of people. We're fishing to bring people to the crucified and risen Lord Jesus. If we know that we need Jesus in our lives, we certainly must realize that others need Jesus. That's what disciples do. We need to live in such a way as followers of Jesus that others will look at us and say, I want that for my life. We don't need miracle water or firewood stickers or oil with a shepherd's bag. We need Jesus. We need the forgiveness of our sins. We need the eternal salvation that Jesus won for us on the cross. Had I followed these instructions in the envelopes and sent in the proper amount of money, and probably that $58 too, I'm supposed to be able to stand up here today and proclaim, holding up these envelopes and say, Jesus made me wealthy. No. Instead, I point to the cross. And I proclaim that Jesus chose me. And we look at the star. And we proclaim, Jesus is the light in every darkness of my life. We look to the cross. And we proclaim, Jesus forgave our sins. We look to the cross and we proclaim Jesus died for our salvation. We look to the cross. Let us pray. And I invite you to look at the cross as we pray. Pray in your heart now for strength and wisdom to follow Jesus. And hear the voice of Jesus say to you, I choose you. Come, follow me. Give me your heart. Pray now for someone you know who is hurting, who is anxious, who's suffering, someone who's sick. And hear the voice of Jesus say to them, I choose you for healing. Pray for places in the world that are in turmoil or war or oppression. And hear the voice of Jesus say to the people there, I choose you to give you peace. Pray in your heart for those who are in darkness and hear the voice of Jesus say to them, I choose you to give you my light. Pray for everyone in the whole world and hear the voice of Jesus say to everyone, I choose you to give you love. Hear the voice of Jesus say, I choose you. I choose you. I choose you.